Hello, welcome to Extend Talk. Today is April 30th, 2020, and I'm your host, Brayferman Sadler. Today, we'll be examining how the coronavirus pandemic has made America more aware and guardian of its rights. And without further ado, let's get on with the show. Idleness is sweet, and its consequences are cruel. John Quincy Adams. Today, over the past 2 months, the American people have been in a state of idleness, as governors such as Governor Whitmer and Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York and the government of California have constantly been chipping away at people's rights. The American people have been idle. However, a new ray of hope has come in. And today, we must see how the American people all over the country are resisting the coronavirus overreach by the government. And we can see this in three ways. First is by seeing how the Hasidic Jews bravely stood up against their government. Second is by looking at how the Wisconsin primaries did not end up in the mass amount of infections it was predicted to. And third is by seeing how protesters in Michigan are placing politicians back in their rightful place. Now, onto our first subject of interest, the Jews, the Hasidic Jews of Brooklyn. Recently, in this month, a widely respected Hasidic Jew in Brooklyn, New York, died. And as CBS News reports on May 30th, 2020, many Hasidic Jews went to mourn the loss of this great man in their eyes. They went and hundreds of Hasidic Jews congregated to mourn in a funeral in the streets of Brooklyn. However, Mayor de Blasio, the mayor of New York, ordered NYPD police to arrest or summon Jews who dared to violate social distancing orders. But what can we learn here? The Jews did not listen to Mayor de Blasio. Instead, they bravely went on and they mourned a great man. But what does this mean for the government? If you or I were to go disrupt another person's funeral, we would be charged with being disrespectful and criminal charges. But apparently, now, the government has put itself against common standards, common beliefs. The idea that you're not allowed to hold a funeral for a righteous man is just absurd and offensive. But if there's one thing the Hasidic Jews have taught the American people, is this. You can resist your government and succeed. And that is a valuable lesson for the rest of the country. Now on to our second point, the Wisconsin primary elections. Now, earlier this month, Wisconsin went forward with its primary in-person elections. However, they were ruthlessly criticized by many health experts for having people not social distancing. However, as the National Review reports earlier today, only 24 cases were linked with the over 440,000 people who showed up to vote. Not only does this election show that coronavirus is not even nearly as dangerous as many people have been saying over the past 2 months, but it also shows is that the people of Wisconsin were not afraid to stand up to a virus. One that as I explained earlier in previous episodes, was based off of inadequate data. We can learn something from the people of Wisconsin that you can stand up against a virus and resist inadequate data. And it is a good thing to do. Now on to our third and final subject of interest. Protesters in Michigan putting politicians in the rightful place. Now, over the past 2 months, the Democratic Governor Whitmer of Michigan has issued stay-at-home orders, even going as far to accept drone donations from the country of China in order to spy and monitor people in order to enforce social distancing orders. However, the people of Michigan have recently grown out of this. In fact, as the Western Journal reports earlier today, protesters stormed the state legislature in Michigan, where the state legislature was debating whether or not to extend the stay-at-home orders. These protesters, some of them were armed, and if that were not already good enough, many state representatives joined in too, saying to Governor Whitmer, "We will no longer vote for you." And in fact, the government-controlled House of Representatives of Michigan threatened Governor Whitmer to challenge her stay-at-home orders in court. This also shows, though, is that many of these protesters were armed. Sometimes there's no greater enforcement or reminder to politicians than seeing an assault rifle. But one thing that this should show the American people is this. Many Americans know the costs of this coronavirus. Highest unemployment rates. Many ill patients are no longer going to get elective surgeries at hospitals. But we can learn a lesson from the people of Michigan. Do not let politicians who have shown themselves to fail time and time again, do not listen to them and to show them that we're not subservient to them. Instead, politicians have to answer to us. So once again, we can see how the coronavirus has made the American people more guardian of their rights in three ways. First is by seeing how the Hasidic Jews of Brooklyn bravely stood up against Mayor de Blasio. Second is by seeing how Wisconsin voters went out and voted in the Wisconsin primary elections despite what experts said. And third is by seeing how protesters in Michigan are putting politicians in their rightful place. So once again, the American people are now fed up with idleness. We've understood after only 2 months what this coronavirus pandemic has gotten. It has gotten us a nation shut down. It has gotten us states stay-at-home orders that were based off of inadequate data, that our rights to assembly, to religion, to freedom of press are all being violated in the name of public health. And we are sick of it. We know that the consequences of idleness are nothing but cruelty. And we are done. It is time that the American people, and the time has come, that we as a people have realized that it is not, that we are not to listen to the federal government in a slave mentality. That instead, they are the servants of the people and are to act as so. So we now understand that the blessings of hard work, while challenging in the moment, during the long term, are generous in their returns. Thank you, and have a good day. Well, folks, that's the end of the show for today. I hope you enjoyed. If you like the show, click the subscribe button and leave a good review. And we'll see you tomorrow for another episode of Extem Talk.